Shammai from Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we ended off. We saw the Rambam, Historia Torah 82, where after talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Har Sinai, after which there are no doubts, he says, Nimtu Elu Sheshulach Lehem Heimo'edim Al Nevuasu She Emes. So those who he sent to them, they are witnesses to his Nevuah that it's true. Ve'enu Tzorech La'asos Amos Acher. He doesn't have to do another os. Shehem vehu, Eidim bedavar kishnei Eidim. That they and him are witnesses on the matter like two witnesses. Shero dover echod, biyachad, shkol echod mehem eid lachaveru shu'omir emes. Vein echod mehem tzorech lovi rayau lachaveru. That they saw the same thing, these two Eidim. And each one is testifying about his friend that he's telling the truth. And you don't have to bring another raya. Just the fact that you have these two witnesses is enough. So you want to understand why you need the Eidus of Moshe. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Yisrael Eidim Lo, Acha Mavar Har Sinai, Beno Tzorech Lasis Lemos. So if the Haim is Klal Yisrael, then the who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu has to be a witness that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. How can that be? What's he testifying about? That he's a Navi? That's a good testimony? So it explains Rabbeinu, the Rambam here is not talking about the Nevuah of Moshe. At the beginning of this halacha, 8:2, the Rambam is not talking about the Nevuah of Moshe. Rather, he's going on what he said in Perek Zayin, halacha Zayin. And that is that every Navi needs an ois and a moifes. Besides the etzem ha-Nevuah that comes from somebody who is pimisha muchzak b'royal the Nevuah, somebody who is fitting for prophecy, we say that because he's fitting for prophecy and he does an os, the os is going to be an os emes. So with the nevuah and the os that preceded it, we assume that the gavra is like is a navi from now. And whatever he says b'nevuah is a din nevuah. The Rambam is telling us this here to tell us that that's the case with Moshe Rabbeinu. As we'll see. Now the Rambam continues and Halacha Alpha is talking about Moshe. Now in Halacha Beis, he continues talking about Moshe. So it's also the din by Moshe that the Os and the Gavra together, the Nevuah together, make him into a Navi. So it emerges that his Mukuzak was Kenavi. The fact that we assume he's a Navi comes both because of the Nevuah itself and also because of the Os, also because of the sign. But even though each one independently is not a Rai that he's a prophet, like we see the Rambam writes to the Kabbalah Os Femophis. Maybe he did it with magic. So to the Kabbalah the Gavra, without the Os and the Mophis, we're not machzik him as a Navi. Maybe it was magic. But if you have the two together, you have the Os and the Mophis and the Nevuah, we assume that he's a Navi. Just because he does an Os and the Mophis doesn't assume it's a Navi. We don't assume it's a Navi. Just because an Os and the Mophis, you don't assume it's a valid Os and Mophis. But if he does an Os and Mophis and he gives a Nevuah, then we assume he has a Cheskas Navi. And that it's not Stam Adibor. And it's like Eidim. Exeris HaKasav, you believe to Eidim, that each one is telling the truth. And each one, independently, is like testifying that his friend is telling the truth. And therefore it's Emes, Exeris HaKasav, so to hear. Through the Nevuah and through the Os, Exeris HaKasav, we assume that it's true. Gam Klape HaNevuah, V'gam Klape HaOs. The Nevuah is true and the sign is true. The O says the Nevuah is true, the Nevuah says the Os is true. And that's the Rambam says, Nimsu Elu Sheshulach Lehem. In other words, the Nevi'im. Shemachmas HaNevuah Nevuah Shenishlachu Me'Hashem B'Nevuah. Because of this Nevuah, we see that he was sent to the people, he was shulach lahem. He was sent to the people by Hashem with a prophecy. And together with the oaths that the Rambam writes in Zayin Zayin, that's the Rambam's referring to over here, they are the Eden and his Nevuah that it's Emes. In other words, in the Klolos HaGavra, that he is a Navi, that what is Navi is a Nevuah Emes. And he doesn't have to do another oath for each Nevuah. Because the oath is in Mesiachis, the Nevuah Pratis, Mesiachis to the Gavra. And now he was sent to them by Nevuah. So that's an Eidus on the Gavra that his Nevuah is Emes. And therefore it's always going to be Emes. You don't need an oath in every Nevuah. Nimtzu Elish Shulach Lehem. Those who he sent to them, they're the Edom in his Nevuah that it's Emes. And you don't need to do another oath. Shehem Vuhu Edom B'Dover. They and him are Edom. What do you mean they and him are Edom? That the fact that he's being Misnabe, and he gave an oath, and they witnessed this Nevuah and this oath, so that's Edom that he's a Navi. That's the Hu V'Hem. Hem Vuhu. There made, that's the who. What do you mean who? He's made himself, it's not that he's made that he's a Navi. It's that he did an os, and he was Misnabe. That's the who. What's the haim? The haim are the people who witnessed the os and the nevuah. So they're made that the gavra is now a good Navi. You have to trust everything he says. The Nevuah is going to be, it's a valid Nevuah. You don't need an Os in every Nevuah. So the Rambam is Mechadish over here, a Yisod Boz to Navi. It's just like this, it's a Din Lin Kod Emes al Nevuah Machmas Etzer of Shela Oz. Kenu Gam Ken. So just like there's a Din. That if you have a Nevuah together with an Os, you assume the Nevuah is true. So too, when you have a Nevuah, then you assume the Os that came before it was true. Even though the Os, there's reason to be suspicious. Because you can do magic tricks, you can do shtick, you can do kishuf. And nevertheless, what do we say? We say that it's not shtick, and it's not magic, and it's not kishuf. Why do we say that? Because he brought an os, because he had a nevuah. The nevuah is made me'ida ala os, the os me'ida ala nevuah. So when you have the Nevuah, it's Me'ida L'Mafrei, that the Os was a valid Os. So you need the two together. And maybe every time he comes now as a Navi, you have to believe him. The Nevuah is made that the Os was a good Os. And that's what the Rambam says in Nevuah Moshe, we also had this Mahalach. Until Ma'amar Har Sinai, that's Halacha Beis. Well, the Rambam says that first there was the Sneh. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, how do I know they're going to believe me? Even though he gave him osos. Because if you believe Alpi osos, there's dofi. If you believe with signs, there's cast dispersions on such a belief. Until they left Mitzrayim and they stand on the mountain. And then there's no more hiruvim. Then there's no more suspicion. Now they know that Moshe Rabbeinu is a valid Navi. So to every Navi that comes after Moshe, it's not because of the Os. But because we're commanded to listen to his Nevuah, just like we're commanded by Shneid. So too, we're commanded to listen to the Navi. You have the Nevuah together with the Os that he did. So to Moshe, he gave them the Osos, and then we saw his Nevuah. We saw he was at Har Sinai. And then we know retroactively that the Osos are good Osos. Before Har Sinai, there's Pikpuk Bosios. But afterwards, the Shlichus was Eidus Alaos. Kosim Ahalach, Shiyashno, it's El Sharnavim. They're made on each other. What do you mean they're made on each other? The Nevuah is made on the Os. The Os is made on the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Har Sinai, and that's B'li Hira B'Pikbuk. So now you know that the Os was a valid Os, without any Pikbuk, no doubts. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to go now to the Jewish people to redeem them. So by the other Nevi'im, everything is Gzeres HaKasuf. The Nevu'ah and the Os, that the Os is made on the Nevu'ah is made on the Os. It's all Gzeres HaKasuf. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not, because Moshe Rabbeinu, also the Nevu'ah is made on the Os, also the Nevu'ah. But in the Nevu'ah, you don't really need the Os. Because Einenu Ra'a V'lo Zar. So therefore, that's like something out of the ordinary. So then we knew that the Nevuah was a good Nevuah and the Os was a good Os. So maybe the Os needed the Nevuah didn't need any Osos. Rabbi Yehuda Nevi'im, the Nevuah needs the Osos. And the Osos needs the Nevuah. It's by Yehuda Nevi'im, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. Dvar Meir Me'od. Same halach. The Os is made on the Nevuah and the Nevuah on the Os. Just by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Gzeres HaKasuf. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't necessary because the Nevuah was so clear. The Mekeves HaMishnah was Miyashiv the Kashiv Lech HaMishnah and the Rambam here. Metchila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh Zeh Lech HaLos. How does the Rambam say? She Metchila Sirev Moshe Baruch HaKach Shom Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheh Lo Seinu Ela She Yatsu Mitzrayim Halach Moshe. Kasha Lecha Mishnah is, how does the Rambam say that originally Moshe Rabbeinu refused? And only afterwards, when Hashem told Moshe, don't worry about it, at Har Sinai, you're going to prove that your Nevuah is a valid Nevuah, then Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to go. Me'atchala, he said to him, already at the snare, he told him that, from the get-go, he told him that you're going to need Mamre Har Sinai. Loshen Alecha Mishnah. Bnei Bekan Kushim Evueres Da Psukim Heim Afuchim B'Torah. L'Pasik Zelech Ha'Laos Hu Mukdam L'Pasik Vein Lo Yamin. First, it's Zelech Ha'Laos. I'm showing you that I'm going to send you because V'Otziach Ha'Sem Mitzrayim Tavzus Ha'Laharazim. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, they're not going to believe me. The Rambam says, no. Once he said to them, they're going to believe you because of Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was cool with it. It's not true. Because even after he told them about Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu still wasn't cool with it. Second, you say, when he told them about Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. Originally, he refused. Ma pitom. He told him about Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu still refused. It was still vain lo yaminu li. After he heard the thing about Har Sinai. That's Shmos Dalet Aleph. It's Shmos Gimel Yud Beis. Earlier, so that's the Shtaka Kasha, the Lecha Mishnah. So the Rekevus HaMishnah writes, Shekavanas HaRama Milama Shekasev V'Yaminu L'Kol Os HaAchron. L'Kol Os HaAchron is Har Sinai. That's Dalet Ches, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to go. L'chor, it doesn't make sense. Sof, we already have that he told him about Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu refused. So what does it help that later on, Kol Os HaAchron is Har Sinai? He already refused to go, despite the fact that he heard about Har Sinai. So what's the whole proof? No, once you know about Har Sinai, no questions asked. Moshe Rabbeinu still said they're not going to believe me. What was out of Aminu Kol Os HaAchron that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't refuse? Based on what he said, it's very good. Not that it says Aminu Kol Os HaAchron was Mischadesh. Not only Mitzah that they're going to see the Shlichus, they're going to believe him. They're going to believe because the Osios Lamafreya. And the Osios he did, and the Osios he did now. So in other words, Aminu Kol Os HaAchron, at Har Sinai, they're going to believe Lamafreya. to the Kol Os Achron. I'm afraid they're going to look back and say, ah, that last os that Moshe Rabbeinu did, that was a real os. So here, that's the two aspects we're talking about. There's the Etzim Nevuah, and then there's the osis that preceded it. So just Har Sinai wasn't enough. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want that they're all, Hashem said to Moshe, they're also going to live in your osis. Meaning you need Har Sinai together with the osis. In other words, the Nevuah together with the osis. That's what makes one into another. So again, here in the Nevuah, there's no pickbook that we knew about. But what about the Gili on the osis? So that was the pasuk over here. Then Moshe Rabbeinu agreed after Aminu Kol Sa'achor, and they're going to also accept the os. So now we have the Nevuah together with the os. So that now I'm willing to go. Because that's what you need. You need both. You need Nevuah and os. And then once you have the Nevuah, they believe Lemafrei on the os. Maybe Lemafrei, the sign was a valid sign. So now we understand what's written over here in the Pasuk, including the godless of Os Vishal Moshe. The Chol Oisais that we're talking about in our Pasuk over here, in Parashat Vizot HaBracha, שאנחנו קוראים ברוך השם, צריכים לקרוא עוד הפעם ועוד הפעם ועוד הפעם. פרק למד דל, פסוק ידע, לפחול האותות. נכון, פסוק בפסוק י' והוקם נביא עוד בישראל כמשה, אשר ידעו אדוני, פנים אל פנים. לכל האותות והמופתים, אשר שלחו אדוני לעשות בארץ מצרים, לפרעו ולכל עבדיו ולכל ארצו. Psukim Khan, Baim Lever at the Shoni, we're trying to explain the difference between Nevuah's motion and the Nevuah of the Shire and all the Nevuah. And in that it says, V'lo kam b'Yisrael kemoshe, who knew of Shem face to face. Two things are being said over here. Number one, the Echos Hagilu, it's Panim El Panim. It was Barul, Lo B'mashal V'chida. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely, like we said in the previous years, he's got nothing himself, it's completely Dovek B'Hashem. There's no metacognition, he's completely connected to Hashem. Meshuvah Teratzen Hashem. And therefore there's a Metzius of Panim El Panim. And number two, he knows very clearly that he's a Shliach Hashem from the Nevuah that he said. It's going to be clear, Mamad Har Sinai. All he has is Hashem, and therefore it's clear that he's a Navi. That's also included in Yado Hashem Panim Al Panim. The Rambam writes the same of the Pasuk Panim Dibar Hashem Imachem. As the Rambam says in Zayin Vav, he says that he's describing the difference between Moshe and the other Nevi'im. One of the things he says is, they see B'mashal B'chida. Moshe Rabbeinu is not only the Malach, Pel Pel Dabrabo, the Dibar Hashem El Moshe Panim El Panim. It was face to face, so that means that the Nevuah was clear, and also it was he knew that it was from Hashem. He knew it was a valid Nevuah. Now, Zene Marot Shinui B'Nevuat Moshe. We have another same as Nevuat Moshe and the other Nevi'im. Not only that we know that he's a valid Navi. Moshe knew he's a valid Navi. They knew he's a valid Navi. There's another Shinui. The Gabeot Sheshno B'chol Navi U'prat B'Nyinei HaNevuah. Shekam Ozecha L'Gzerat HaKetuv She'Alam B'Nami. The Os is part of the Nevuah. You have to believe the Navi on the Os and you have to believe the Navi on the Nevuah. So by the other Nevi'im, this one is Gzeres HaKasav, but you can question it. It's Gzeres HaKasav, we have to believe in it, but there's no absolute proof. But by Moshe, it was Bibrirus, the Mafreim Imamad Har Sinai. So it wasn't just Gzeres HaKasav, it's clear. Imamad Har Sinai was so clear. So that made the Osos also so clear. So the Rambam says, Yitol Hashem Panim El Panim. It wasn't just the Nevuah. It was also L'chol Ha'oises V'am Moisem Asher Shalachol Hashem Lasses Beretz Mitzrayim. Even the Os was begather Panim El Panim. Even the Os was clear. Even the Os, there was no pickbook. And therefore, it's included in this Pasuk. This pasuk is telling us the miyuchadut, how special the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was. So what does it tell us? It tells us that he spoke to Hashem panim el panim. In other words, in Pasuk Yud, Lo kam Yisrael v'Yisrael Moshe k'navi k'mo sheyishado Hashem panim el panim. He knew Hashem face to face. L'chol ha'osis v'amofsim, and also this goes on the osis and the mofsim. Now the osis and the mofsim are also clear. Kasher shalach Hashem, it's clear that Hashem sent him to in the land of Egypt. And it wasn't Kishuf. And we have this clarity of the Mafreya, because Moshe Rabbeinu had the Nevuah at Har Sinai. So we also know that just like Har Sinai was clear Nevuah, and we all there, we witnessed it, so too, the osis as well. So by the Nevuah, it's Gzeirat HaKasev. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Gzeirat HaKasev. We saw the Nevuah. So it makes sense that if you see the absolute Nevuah, then you know that the what's it called that preceded it, the os, I'm sorry for the what's it called. The os that preceded it was a valid os. So that was the Mahalach by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Mahalach and the Psukim over here. First you have Moshe's special Nevuah, Panim El Panim, then the Osis and the Mofsim. That's also part of the Nevuah. Now you know the Osis and the Mofsim are valid. Just like the Nevuah is valid. You need the two together. As Achshav Nirah, the other Ram writes in Mor Nevuchim, that the Yuchol Osis and the Mofsim B'yachas L'Shar Nevi'im, is that it was Bepirs and Leni Achokim Vamaskimu, Achokim Olav Vamaskimu, you know, everybody saw it. Those who argue with him, those who agree with him. I'm not talking about the Etzma Pirsum, the very fact that it was public. Now we have a Kasha like the Kushas of the Ramban. He says, by Eliyahu was public, by Yoshua was public, other Nevi'im also public. Pshat is, by other Nevi'im, there's a hearer, there's Dofi, there's aspersions, there's questions, there's doubt, there's skepticism. You could be skeptical about the other Nevi'im. Gzeres HaKasev not to be. The Nevuah and the Os. But you could be skeptical. Moshe Rabbeinu, ain't makom the skepticism. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's clear. Brirus. That it's beyond Hashem. There's no dof even on the Os. And that's why it was a parallel of Chol Avadu, Chol Arzo. They also got a munah from this. Like they kept saying, Etzba Elokim. That's only by the Os of Moshe. In other words, not pshat, the other Nevi'im didn't do things with Pirsim. But it wasn't with Pirsim that there was no Dofi, meaning they did it publicly, but who says there was something to it? Maybe the Nevi'i Sheker, maybe the Osis aren't Banis. You can question their Osis, you can't question Moshe Rabbeinu's Osis. Again, we're obligated to believe the Nevi'im because it's Xeris HaKasim. Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to come on to Xeris HaKasim. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevi'im is so clear, so too the Osis were clear. And that's what the Rambam says in Moira, that it was with Pirsim. Wasn't the Pearson the Etzem Anes? It was the Pearson that, because of the Anes, you know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the real deal. And that was even from the get-go, even before the Nefuah. Power and everybody already said he's the real thing. He's the real McCoy, the real McMoshe. And this we see in Pasuk Yebez, V'chol Yad HaChazak L'chom R'agodol She'arasa Moshe L'nei Kol Yisrael. Rashi, Yad HaChazak U'mashkib El Sator L'uchos B'yadov. It was a free. D'haynu Mashayi L'fnei HaSinai. U'mashkasa L'mor HaGodol Perish Rashi M'isim M'gur Shemid B'ragodol V'anore. In other words, the Hemshech of Yeral V'chol Osos, the Osos of Moshe were special, that they were below here V'dofi. So the Pasuk come to explain that he did them. You know why the osis were low? It's come to explain the osis and the mosim and Moshe, they were done with the Yad Chazaka. In other words, the Nesinas HaTorah liyadav. They saw the Nesinas HaTorah. Or the Sifri is talking about Mamre Har Sinai. they saw went on Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain. They witnessed it. And Mamela the Yosef became clear. And just like you have the Chol HaMoreh Gadol Shehoseh Moshe Leini B'nei Yisrael. It was Leini B'nei Yisrael, there was Pirsum. In other words, there was no Dofi. They publicized the Emunah in Moshe Avdo. That's because the Yad Chazaka. So it's through the Yad Chazaka, the Kabbalah Satorah and the Luchas were after Mamre Har Sinai. But that shows you that everything that happened in Mitzrayim was Bamis. That's what it says. The Chalos is Famos Mishloachem Shloachu Hashem Lasses Beretz Mitzrayim Lepar Lochol Avad Lochol Arzah. It's Chal even the Mafreya. It's Brirus. So again, you have the Yad HaChazaka, Kabbalah Satorah, Mamre Har Sinai, like we have in Rashi in the Sifri, or what preceded Har Sinai. So you see from the Yad HaChazaka, it's Kabbalah Satorah, Spiluchos B'Yadav, and the Mor HaGadol, the Nisim Gvur Shebimidbar HaGadol Vanayr. And again, in the Sifri, it says that was before Har Sinai. So it doesn't mean Moshe was going up to the mountain. Maybe it means until that point. In the Midbar and the Mitzrayim. But the point is now that we have this Nevu Gilui of Nevu of Moshe. That shows that everything retroactively was a valid os. And therefore that brought to the true Emunah. So now there's a chalos of true os and all the osim of osim Mashiach Shlocha Hashem last is bare to swim the parlo chol devol chol arzah. Because now we see afterwards, we see the nisim in the midbar, we see Mamre Har Sinai. So we know they're retroactive, then we see the nevuah. So once you have this Matan Torah, you know that all the great stuff that happened before was all part of Moshe Rabbeinu's os to show that he's the real thing. So that's the Mahalach here in the Pesukim. First, we talk about how special Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is. That's Pasuk Yud. So here we had the clarity of Nevuah. What about the Osos? And that's Mitzdarev to the Choloys. There's no Dofi there. It's Bepirsum. Everybody knows now that they're Emes. Even at the time, everybody knew they were Emes. The Mitzvah agreed they were Emes. It was never Dofi. And all the Yad HaChazaka, Rashi says the Yad HaChazaka, he was Mekabel Torah. Since Kabbalah Satorah is made on the Yosefs. The Yosefs are Emes. And the Morah Gadol, the Nisim Vurus in the Midbar. So that shows retroactively also what was going on in Egypt. All those Osos were true. So now we have the Nevuah together with the Tzeref of all the Osios. All the Osos. Showing us that Moshe Rabbeinu is a valid prophet. And that's Pirsum because everybody believed it. There's no Dofi. So for Enfer Dalek Hashis, that the Ramban had in the Rambam. Not a matter of whether it was Misparsim or not. Everybody saw that the other Nevi'im also did Mefursim to go, he says. There's a kasha on them. There's a pickbook. You could be skeptical today. There's a lot of skeptics walking around. A lot of them have blogs and are active on social media and they talk a lot. A lot of them are anonymous, so we don't know who the Apikorsim amongst us are. But there's no skepticism when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. We saw with our own eyes. So Mamre Har Sinai. And by Moshe Rabbeinu was Le'enei Kol Yisrael. It's not only the Tachas of the Os, but it was Dafka Le'enei Kol Yisrael. That everybody should see it, that there should be a Pirsum. It wasn't just about doing an Os. It was about everybody believing the Os. which isn't necessarily going to be true by the other Nevi'im. But Moshe, all the Yosefs were believed. And after Mamre Har Sinai, there was clarity. There was nothing to ask questions about. And even at the time, they believed them. The Mitzvah kept saying, it's Yad Hashem. So by the other Yosefs, there was room for Hira, for Delphi. For skepticism, not by the Yosef Moshe. Even though one was skeptical, he had been wrong by the other Nevi'im. But still, because it's the Eretz HaKotzev, you have to believe it. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no room for that at all. And that's what it says in Rashi. Lenei kol Yisrael shiris haluchas. Shan shiris haluchas. That Moshe Rabbeinu is completely davuk b'Hashem. So if he broke the luchas, that's what Hashem wants. It was all Ratzon Hashem. It's all Maaseh Hashem. Schema dato la dasa dasa kadosh baruch hu la daito, Rashi says. Daito la dasa kadosh baruch hu. They were of one mind, kiviyachl. It was complete davek b'Hashem. He wanted him to break the luchas. And that's including the nevuah of Moshe. It's all one yisod. That's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah so unique, that he's completely davek b'Hashem. There's no ratzonatzi, there's no metacognition, there's no ich, there's no zich, there's no me. All there is God. That's Moshe. And that, from that stems all the different differences in Nevuah between Moshe and the other Nevi'im. So the elevated is Chomer. There's no me left, no ego left. We spoke about the Ramban, that he wanted to make a chiluk, brought a medrash that brings a chiluk between the other Nevi'im did Nisim with tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu did without a tefillah. And the Ramban didn't understand what's Nisim with a tefillah, without a tefillah. Pasuk doesn't even say anything about it. So it's a strange medrash. Based on what we said, the Pshan the medrash is that we have the Nevi'im, they weren't Batel Lagam of the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore the Nevuah wasn't Panim upon Kedvas of Shal Moshe. And therefore Loya Ratzonim and Mela Ratzon Hashem, their Ratzon wasn't Ratzon Hashem. And that's why they needed a tefillah, they needed a bakasha. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Ratzon was Ratzon Hashem. All these Osas and Mosim, therefore they come without a tefillah. That's Ratzon Hashem without your tefillah. That's what it says in Torah L'chol Osas, B'em Shema HaKasu Shayid Lo Yidel Hashem Panim El Panim. And Moshe was completely with Hashem. And then we have the Hemshech, Shabigadu Nezze Nasa Isis V'amosim Ayyadu, Dainu Ayyadu Ratzon Abulvat. He was one with Hashem, there's nothing to add. What are you crying out for? My will is your will. Just travel. Everything's going to be great. The other Nevi'im needed a tefillah because their will wasn't completely aligned with Hashem. When your will is aligned with Hashem, no tefillah necessary. What does he mean? The Yosef and Moshe were panim al panim. Meaning, they're like Moshe's Daga Nevuah. It's all part of Moshe Rabbeinu being one with Hashem. That's why he has such a high level of Nevuah, and that's why his Osos came without Tefillah. They just were, because they were Ratzon Hashem. Now the Rav Chaim David Chevel, Rabbi Charles Chevel, so he has his edition of the Ramban. He brings the Sefer Ritva, he brings the Ritva and the Sefer Zikaron. Writes the Aderech Emesis, Aderech Ramban. Aval Man Asel Rambam, Lo Yada B'Derech Ahi, Oshiyadu Oratzel Leches Ba. That's all. Not that it says Aderech Emes Ki Ososav Umofsav Shal Moshe Yupanim Alpanim Kamashik Asafti. So. That's the Ramban, but not the Rambam. The Rambam didn't know or didn't want to go on such a derech. Based on what we're saying, the Rambam knew and maybe he went on such a derech. He was saying it's the same Madrega. There's this piersum in the panim el panim of Moshe, just like there was that proof, that's clear, that's definitive, just like there is in the and is also Samofsin. It's the same idea, the same quality, it's the same oneness with God. And therefore there's no denying it. There's no dofi in either. You know, Rabbi said there's so much more to say about this these inyanim, it's not even shaykh. So please stay tuned and hopefully we will continue our discussion. But this was Mamish Pile Plus. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.